103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. We got the Legends of Hip-Hop Tours going down Friday night at Municipal Auditorium, Juvenile, Mystical, Scarface, 8-Ball and MJG, Twista, and the guest on the phone with me right now, Bun B. What's going on, Bun?
Man, I'm blessed, man. I just can't wait to get back to the city.
I can't wait to have you here in the city, man. It's always good vibes when you're on the stage doing your thing, man. How's 2021 treating you?
So far, so good, man. All things considered, you know, I've been blessed, you know, to find a way to make it. But so many people ain't really getting it like they was getting it before, you know what I'm saying? So I can't really complain, man. I'm a hustler. I figure a way to make it happen, just like everybody else.
Man, speaking of hustling, I see you with these burgers, man. I'll be following you on Instagram, man. You got these Truel burgers and all this good food out here, man. Tell me about this.
Well, you know, I've been wanting to get into the food scene for a while, just really trying to find the right place and the right time to enter the space. And this burger concept presented itself to me. My guy Andy Nguyen from L.A. hit me up and asked me if I wanted to partner with him on something. I was like, what you got in mind? He said, these burgers, man. You know, I want to do some burgers with you. So I came up with the idea of doing Truel burgers. And once I tasted it, I said, ain't no other name for this burger. This burger Truel is hell. So, you know, we kind of opened the first one here in Houston, and hopefully we'll be expanding into other markets. We'll bring one up to the city as soon as possible.
I was going to say, you're going to make this a nationwide thing. I see the next move for you then.
Oh, yeah, man. Look, we can't do everything all the time. You know, I've had a blessed career, and I'm still going to make music and go on tour, but I got a lot of other things I want to do, and opportunities are there for me to do them, so why not move on?
No doubt. So what's the next move for you then, Bun, besides that? I know you're doing the music. I know you got the burgers. I know you've done teaching before. So what is left for you to do that you want to do that you haven't done yet?
Well, I've been working behind the scenes with a couple of different TV show concepts that we trying to get off the ground. I don't want to talk over things before they actually happen. But, you know, we're doing something around real estate in the community. We're doing, like, a dating show, but with a little bit more substance to it. You know, there's a lot of different things, a lot of different opportunities that, you know, falling in my lap, and I'm just running with it, man. You know, people call me, say they want to do something. It makes sense, and they don't, you know, put me in a bad light or make me look crazy. I'm open to it.
Yeah, no doubt. We got Bun B on the phone with us right now. He's going to be in town Friday night for the Legends of Hip Hop Tour. How you feeling about that Drake song, The End Too Deep? The first thing when I heard the beat come on, I was like, oh, man, I need Bun on the verse, too. But the Drake and Future did service to it. What you think about it?
It's amazing, man. You know, see, the album was supposed to come out last year, so you know, I was aware that they were doing something with one of my songs, probably says as far as like summer of 2020,
wow.
You know, but he was supposed to drop in the winter. He broke his foot. He kind of pushed back. So I've been sitting around for like a year waiting for the world to hear this thing. And now it's here, you know, and shout out to Drake, man, for always reaching back and showing love to people that show love to him. You know, when I first worked with him, he was an up and coming artist. Nobody really knew about him. You know, I showed him love, and he keeps showing love back. He keeps coming back and putting the OG on, man. I got nothing but love for him.
No doubt, man. I know you got a lot of love for the artists that's on the tour with you right here, man, the camaraderie that y'all have. And I know you pretty much done music with everybody that's on this tour, man. What is the biggest thing that you could say for the artists that's on this tour as far as respect is concerned from your angle?
We try to make sure that the people having as much fun as we are, because we having a ball. Like, everybody that's on this tour, we've all known each other for years. We've all done shows and music together, so we're old friends. So it's good for us to, one, still be around, still be able to do what we love, and to be able to do it together. You know, so we just have a ball. Every time we do these shows and we come together, we be backstage laughing. We be cutting up, man, for real. But we take that energy out into the crowd on the stage and try to give them the same kind of energy that we got backstage. So we just come to have a good time. As long as you come and have a good time in Kansas City, we're going to have a good time.
It's going to be nothing but great vibes down at the Municipal Auditorium this Friday night, Bun. I appreciate your time. Thank you for calling in. Before I let you go, you say, are you working on new music? Are we going to get some new music coming here soon?
Oh, yeah, man. I just finished up this album with my boy Corey Moe. Corey Moe is one of Pimp C's production proteges. He's a young OG out of Houston, Texas, Pimp Ward. He's now in Atlanta with his new recording studio. And, you know, I've been working with him for a long time. He's produced for me before. And we had a couple of songs that we were just sitting on. He's like, man, why don't we just, you know, do the X, Y, and Z and just make it a whole album? I said, you know what? I ain't got a reason not to, Corey. Let's do it. So we knocked it out. Got some of the homies on there, man. And we're going to try to put that out before the year's over.
Well, I can't wait to listen to it, man. You're definitely one of my favorite MCs of all time, Bun. It's definitely an honor and pleasure to spend time with you this afternoon talking with you. And look forward to see what you're going to do this Friday night, my man. Appreciate you, and stay safe out here in the streets.
Hey, man, look, we just come to show love, man. We hope the city come out, man. You know what I'm saying? The Legends of Hip Hop, man. Please come and check us out. You're just for Auditorium, man. This Friday, October 15th, it's going down, KC. You can't miss it.